Nolte, WAPO's Taylor Lawrence spreads misinformation about drudge harassment. By John Nolte on May 3, 2022. Far-left Washington Post activist Taylor Lawrence has been caught red-handed spreading misinformation about the Drudge Report. Lawrence, the aging extremist whose primary role in life is to make everything about herself, tweeted the following Tuesday afternoon. After calling and texting me relentlessly for the past couple of weeks, the liar tweeted, the Drudge Report editor just called my personal cell phone number, yelled at me, and when I asked him to leave me alone and he said he would blast my name all over Drudge Report until it ruins my career. There was just one problem. Like everything else that comes from the left-wing Washington Post, not a single word of that was true. In fact, when Lawrence and the Post were called out on this, their dissembling continued. Lawrence told CNN, a left-wing propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, the Drudge tweet was meant as a joke. Lawrence told me that her initial tweets were a joke and that she found the idea someone could harm her career via the Drudge Report hilarious, reports Knlal. But on Twitter, Lawrence posted what appears to be an entirely different story about being fooled by an imposter claiming to be a Drudge editor. For anyone who saw my post ABT this man claiming to be from Drudge calling me nonstop. Good news, I heard from Matt Drudge and this man has zero power over Drudge. He's claiming to be an editor all over the internet but he's not. Sorry to disappoint everyone saying Drudge is based. So which is it? Was the tweet a joke as the middle-aged Taylor originally claimed? Or was she fooled by someone claiming to be a Drudge editor? The Post told CNN the second story, the one about her being fooled. Taylor was repeatedly contacted by someone who claimed to be a Drudge editor. As soon as she learned the person had no connection to the Drudge Report, she deleted the original tweet and wrote a tweet apologizing for her comment. You see, this is what happens when you're a neurotic hysteric instead of a mature, professional journalist. Last week, after Lawrence and the Post published a wildly dishonest article hoping to get a very effective Twitter account blacklisted, Lawrence's only response to the valid criticism has been to play the victim. She can't justify her dreadful reporting, so she jumps onto the victim mantle because among the left being a victim is more important than talent and professionalism. The entire corporate media is staffed with babies and liars. Think about it. If you were getting calls from someone claiming to be someone, wouldn't you verify this someone was that someone before you went public with it? Wouldn't you be the least bit skeptical that a professional outlet like the Drudge Report would do something outrageous, like threaten to ruin your career? What's more, her allegation doesn't make sense. What did this phantom Drudge editor want? What was he asking for? What was his blackmail? She doesn't say. She only claims Drudge was calling her relentlessly and threatened to ruin my career. What? What was the ultimatum? Drudge doesn't need to call someone to publish something on the Drudge Report. This caller must have wanted something. What was it? Why won't she tell us? And if he didn't want anything, that should have raised all kinds of red flags. Either Lawrence is a moron or a liar, or both.